Hello, this is Todd Danielson, Editorial Director for Informed Infrastructure, and welcome to this podcast on digital twins and the iTwin platform. Joining me today are Adam Klatskin and Sheena Gaines from Bentley Systems. So why don't you start by introducing yourselves and briefly explaining what you do at Bentley Systems as it relates to the iTwin platform.
Hey, Todd. So thanks for having us today. So I am the Vice President of iTwin Platform at Bentley, and I'm responsible for development and go-to-market of the platform. I've been at Bentley for 22 years now in a variety of roles throughout our product organization. And since 2018, I've been really focused on the value and potential for infrastructure digital twins. I've had the privilege to work with many infrastructure professionals to establish the iTwin platform and various solutions that are powered by iTwin at Bentley.
And my name is Sheena Gaines. I'm the Director of Business Development for the iTwin platform. And my mission is to attract and recruit developers to create a diverse ecosystem for the iTwin platform. And I also manage our partner program and accreditation programs. I joined Bentley last year. And prior to that, I have built several global partner programs for various technology companies.
For my first question, let's start with the basics. What is the iTwin platform?
So Todd, there's been a lot of excitement over digital twins in the last few years. So likely most listeners are pretty familiar with the concept of digital twin at this point. But just in case someone is coming into it fresh, the short version is that a digital twin is a realistic digital and dynamic representation of a physical asset in its built environment. The key word there is dynamic. And this is what distinguishes a digital twin from any other static model like BIM, for instance. It's living, it's changing along with the physical asset. And all those changes are continuously reflected in the twin. And with that connection, twins can leverage historical and real-time data to represent past, present, and even simulate the future, ultimately providing better and faster decisions that lead to better outcomes. So you ask, what is the iTwin platform? The iTwin platform is an open, scalable cloud platform that provides APIs on which you can build digital twin solutions that have all those characteristics of a digital twin that I just described. Our mission with the platform is to enable an ecosystem of developers to create and bring to market such solutions and to really solve real-world infrastructure problems leveraging digital twins.
Okay, now that we know a little bit about what it is, why do users need the iTwin platform?
So I said earlier there's been a lot of excitement and interest around digital twins. We see that not just through the market that we engage with regularly, but also through the industry consortia that's been spinning up in this space. The industry really wants to work together to make this real. It's beyond a fad. There's true value to be delivered here. And there is no doubt that in the not too distant future, infrastructure digital twins will be the center of all collaboration, communication, automation, optimization, decision-making throughout the full asset lifecycle. That's going to happen. So how does the industry get to that future vision? First, there's lots of drive to create digital twins. That's what's happening right now. And then maturity and use cases and outcomes are going to accelerate once those digital twins are created and exist. It's a bit like playing a game and unlocking a new level or new special value. You know, what new value can I unlock today? So the problem we're solving with the iTwin platform is that there is no way for an ecosystem to create, mature, and continuously unlock new value in digital twins without an open platform to build on that enables that. You could invest in developing your own digital twin technology ground up, but that takes years to build, deploy, scale, and maintain, and would ultimately be proprietary. The iTwin platform, on the other hand, enables developers to very simply and quickly create solutions that are highly accessible from any device, that stay always synchronized with the physical asset, that align vast amounts of disparate data together, that captures continuous change, And the iTwin platform does all that while taking care of the heavy lift foundational stuff like security, infrastructure, and data integration. So the developers can focus on bringing digital twin business value and workflows to market faster and continuously unlocking new value in those digital twins that they create on the platform.
Okay, so Bentley already had something called iTwin.js. Can you please tell me why that's different from the iTwin platform and what those differences are?
Yeah, that's a good question. So iTwin.js is our open source library. It's a code base that contains a comprehensive set of APIs to create and visualize digital twins. And that's available today. It has been, like you referenced, it's available up on GitHub. You can pull all the source code, you can build it. We encourage the community to contribute back to it as well. iTwin Platform, on the other hand, is our fully hosted cloud platform, exposing platform as a service APIs with all the runtime infrastructure and security needed to create and deliver digital twin solutions at scale.
So as you mentioned in the very beginning, the digital twins is definitely a thing. They're here and a lot of people and organizations are now adopting them. There are a lot of products out in the market talking about digital twins, digital twins, digital twins. So what is unique about the Bentley iTwin platform?
So the concept of digital twins isn't new. They've been around for a while, and particularly in the product manufacturing space, there's pretty widespread adoption. So what's been the hurdle in infrastructure adoption? We see, as we talk to the market, that challenge is data and change. The volume and variety of data, as well as managing relentless change that's always happening in infrastructure, is just simply overwhelming for infrastructure professionals, whether they're in project delivery or in operations. And we know that many owners just struggle to pull together a holistic, up-to-date view of their asset and project portfolio. The iTwin platform, what makes it unique is that it addresses these hurdles head on. It's built ground up on federation, alignment, and openness. Unlike other platforms, it's not a single source of truth. Instead, we like to refer to it as a single view of truth. The platform recognizes that all data, no matter where it was created or where it's stored, is critical in unlocking the benefits and value of a digital twin. So the platform provides the tools and the services that are needed to meet your data where it resides, regardless of what application created it. It embraces openness, reduces risk, and avoids vendor lock-in.
Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about the user base, both the large users, the small users. So who could or should use the iTwin platform and why?
So for one, Bentley does. We're a user of the platform. It was developed, adopted, and matured internally first. Over the last few years, we've brought numerous powered by iTwin solutions to market that are built on the platform. Beyond that, we have a growing ecosystem that is building on the platform, and these include strategic partners, integrators, be them system integrators or digital integrators, independent software vendors, engineering firms, and even academia. So there are numerous reasons why they would want to. Some, like the more advanced engineering firms, for instance, they want to evolve from their current hours-based business models to introduce outcome-valued services to create and curate digital twins on behalf of owners. And we're seeing those who are really ahead of the curve leveraging the iTwin platform to create proprietary offerings that maybe introduce specialized analytics or workflows into the digital twin and are branded as IP from the engineering firm itself. On the other hand, we're seeing independent software vendors who have existing products already out in market, but they see market growth opportunities and potential through integration with digital twins that are powered by iTwin. For instance, some of these offerings might span mixed reality or robotic controls or even today's traditional BIM-based collaboration workflows that now can be even more enhanced and, like I said, open up more market growth opportunities by doing it in the context of digital twin built on the iTwin platform. We ran a dev conference this past fall that was a great opportunity for users to share what they're doing, what they're building, and why. And Sheena, you want to speak about that conference?
Yeah, we had our inaugural iTwin Developer Conference last fall, and it really brought together a growing community of infrastructure thought leaders. And we had conversations around digital twin technologies and the vision of an open ecosystem for infrastructure digital twins. My favorite part of the event was hearing the voice of the user and seeing success stories from developers that are utilizing the iTwin platform. And I can't tell you how cool it is to see these developers start from the beginning with their use cases and see it to fruition. And we do have a YouTube channel dedicated to the iTwin platform, so you can see those videos from the conference as well as other on-demand recordings.
I think the idea of bringing in developers is really interesting. It seems to be a very successful method across all varieties of technology. So can you tell me a little bit about how an iTwin developer can get started, become better educated with the platform?
Yes, so we have many things. We actually have an outline process to help developers through what we call the iTwin platform journey. So it starts from initial exploration of our open source code to outlining their use case. And we aim to provide them with the guidance needed for success. So we also offer envisioning workshops to support ideation. These sessions include virtual whiteboarding, and here we identify the modules needed for their solution. We also do hackathons, so those are more in-depth with our development team. And here we have regular, you know, touch-based meetings to ensure that the proof of concept stays the course, and we really help them tackle any roadblocks that they're running into. And we also have design sessions. So those fall in between the two, and they're really a mix of conceptual and technical exercises. Another thing that we have is the iTwin Partner Program. So we're really looking to foster a thriving community of organizations who share our vision of creating an open and diverse ecosystem for infrastructure digital twins. And we really achieve this by supporting the development of applications, you know, built on the platform, and through enabling these organizations that want to take their digital twin applications to market. So we help them get there faster. And our partners are a critical component to our success. So they bring unique value to our clients. We also have our iTwin developer accreditation. So we're really excited. We just recently launched this. And we have our associate level course. So this is really where you can learn the basics about creating digital twin applications and prepare for future courses as we continue to build this out. The team who created it did a great job tying all the chapters together, and they used a smart home use case. So it's really helpful as you go through the different chapters, you can follow along, and at the end of it, you can have the smart home that you've developed. And really, it's also to help developers better utilize their iTwin platform subscription. And two other things that I'll touch on, one being the developer webinar series. So we host an iTwin developer webinar every month with a different topic. So some of the topics could include, you know, learning how to query digital twin data, integrating and visualizing BIM, IoT, and machine learning information. Integrating digital twin workflows. So the nice thing is that these are on demand. So if you can't make the live session on your time zone or you don't have availability, you can always register and watch them at your leisure. And the last thing I'll touch on is our Powered by iTwin accreditation. So Powered by iTwin means that an organization has created a solution that passed our accreditation criteria, and they receive a badge to celebrate this accomplishment. Also, as Adam touched on, we have Bentley products that are powered by iTwin. So definitely the same criteria applies. And the stamp of approval really signifies that the organizations, you know, they've committed to this and really looking to deliver a world-class application built on our platform.
Just like to point out to our audience that where this podcast resides, you can also find links and notes about other ways to learn more about the iTwin platform. But before we go, like to thank Adam and Sheena. I really appreciate you taking the time to help our audience better understand digital twins and the iTwin platform. We look forward to future discussions on this topic.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.